You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello, Erica. How are you going?
Hey, I'm good, thank you.
Good. I'm glad we've got you on the line. That's my technology's not my strong point, so you know, it's always a bit touch and go.
My fault.
So you must be in East Coast Bays at the moment, is that correct? Or are you down in Wellington?
No, I'm back. We finished last night, the house rose, and I flew home, and I'm back in East Coast Bays in the electorate office right now.
Oh, very good. How was Wellington? Because obviously it was your maiden speech in Parliament, and that would have been very exciting for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was actually a really stressful week because of that. There was 10 of us giving our maidens from the National Party, and, you know, it's a big deal. And, you know, you want to say something that will stand the test of time and that you want to look back on and go, yep, I achieved those things, I stuck to my values. And so what you say on that day is really important. And so there's quite a lot of pressure on you to say the right things. Mm. And sometimes you have to take a few risks in the things that you say. And so people congratulated me on taking a few risks in my speech.
Very nice.
I didn't think they were particularly big risks, but other people did. So there you go. But no, it was good to get it out of the way because, you know, now we can, you know, actually get into speaking in the House, because before, obviously, you're maiden, you can't talk in debates. Or,
right.
You know, you can't really say anything.
So is that sort of the main purpose of a maiden speech, as sort of a rite of passage, I suppose, to be able to...
Yeah. Well, you lay out your values and your background, and you talk about the people that you represent and why you're there and what you want to achieve.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's quite a big deal.
Well, awesome. Oh, well, it sounds like you did very well then. I will talk to you a little bit about the kind of paid parental leave that is the first piece of legislation that Labor's intending to pass, where they are planning on extending paid parental leave to 26 weeks. But obviously, yes. National has sort of different ideas to this.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit complicated. I mean, look, paid parental leave is something we've always supported extending because, you know, we extended it from 14 to 18 weeks, and we actually campaigned on extending it to 22, and 26 was always in our plan as well. So it's actually a bill that we're going to be supporting. I mean, I wholeheartedly support it. I think it's a great idea. The devil is in the detail, and it's, I don't know how much time we've got, but the issue for the National Party with this bill is that it's being done under urgency. When you do a bill under urgency, it means that it doesn't go to select committee. And the reason we have a select committee is to look at the detail and go, well, actually, could we improve this bill? Now, just extending paid parental leave to 22 and then 26 weeks is not all there is to it. There are other things that need to be considered. And a select committee would have actually sat down and gone, well, hang on a minute, how can we make this more flexible for parents?
Right.
So at the moment, the bill doesn't allow two parents to take their entitlements at the same time. So, for example, if you're a mother and you had a cesarean or multiple births or suffered postnatal depression and you wanted your husband or your partner to take their paid parental leave entitlement at the same time to support you, the bill doesn't allow for that. Now,
so,
there's no reason for them to do this under urgency because it doesn't kick in to July next year. That's 7.5 months. We could have had a select committee. We could have made this better.
Do you think they're doing it under urgency because... obviously, they've been pushing for this since, you know, 2014, and when National kind of just vetoed it and said it wasn't important or a priority. And so it's sort of this legislation now where they're thinking, all right, this is one of the most important things that we've been trying to put through for years. And it's, you know, the first legislation that they're passing.
Yeah, well, there's still no reason for urgency. But, I mean, if there was a reason for urgency, the commencement date of the bill, so when the date kicks in that it comes into force, would be, let's say, the 1st of January. That's why you do it under urgency. But the bill, the date that it comes into effect, isn't till the 1st of July. So there is 7.5 months for us to have a proper process. So to talk about these issues, so what the National Party did was we put a supplementary order paper in, which is basically an amendment, which says, look, both parents have the right to take their leave at the same time, we strongly believe. And it got voted down by Labor. Now, the interesting thing, the thing that I find so interesting is most of, and I could see them across the floor nodding, most of the women, and probably men, in the Labor caucus agreed with us. It was just this weird posturing and positioning by Ian Lees-Galloway in the Labor Party. He didn't want to give in to us. Even Jacinda Ardern stood up yesterday in question time and said, actually, it is a good idea. We'll get round to it eventually.
Well,
there's time. There's 7.5 months time for us to do this properly. There's no reason for urgency. There's no reason for you to be pig-headed about this. Let's, you know, I actually got up last night and spoke about this in the House, and I was looking across at those women in the Labor Party, and they were nodding at me. They know it's so important. I mean, I got up and talked about the importance of same-sex couples to have leave at the same time. If you've got two mothers, why don't they have the right to bond with that newborn baby at the same time? It's obvious and it makes sense, and the Labor Party know that. They it's just one of those things, you know, that happens, and it's unfortunate for parents are the ones who lose out of all of this.
Yeah. So National will obviously keep pushing for this, then, I suppose.
Well, I mean, it will eventually happen.
Yeah.
It's too late now. They've voted it down. It's not going to happen. So when you have a baby next year and you take your leave from the 1st of July, you won't be able to have it at the same time as your partner. So I don't know when they're going to do it. I mean, for all Jacinda Ardern's jumping up and down saying, let's do this, I mean, what it kind of means is, well, we'll do it at some point down the track. We'll kick it down the road for no reason. There's no reason.
Another point of sort of contention, I suppose, in the House this week was around the GST that will be on online goods. So obviously Stuart Nash said it will absolutely happen and we're putting the 15% on, but then Grant Robinson sort of took a step back and said, oh, hold up, actually maybe a little bit ambitious, but we are definitely working towards it. Do you think we're definitely going to see this happen?
I would like to see it happen, and I think we all agree that it's something, you know, creating a level playing field is something that everyone wants to see happen. And actually the background of this is that something that the National Party were looking at when we were in government for a long time, and we did it where we could, where it was possible and easy, we did. So you saw things like Spotify and Netflix, you know, you now pay GST on those things because they have a physical presence in New Zealand. It's easy to do. But the more difficult thing is, and the thing we were grappling with for quite a while, was trying to be able to collect it and enforce it for companies who don't have a physical bricks and mortar presence in New Zealand. That's always the difficulty, and that's why, you know, Stuart Nash got a bit ahead of himself. I think it will probably happen at some point. We were working towards it. We spent a lot of time looking at what countries overseas are trying to do and you know, international examples. But I think Stuart got a little bit over-enthusiastic, and it's actually worth going back on Parliament TV and watching the Question Time about it yesterday, because Stuart Nash wasn't in the House and we were asking him questions. So Grant Robertson was answering on his behalf.
Right.
But he was being asked about a conversation that Stuart Nash had with Grant Robertson, which was himself. So it's kind of weird three-way. But I think it will happen. It's just, it's complicated, and it's just another thing that's indicative of the Labor Party trying to get things done very, very quickly and being so enthusiastic, but actually there's a process and there's a lot of work to be done, and I think they're starting to realise that they are shooting from the hip a little bit too much.
So a lobby group around this is saying that there'll be a rise of $235 million a year in tax from this GST that will be put on top, and that will rise to $935 million within 9 years because of the growth of internet shopping. But do you think we'll see that growth if this, because I think a lot of people are, you know, sort of maybe put off by internet shopping after this tax is put on. So do you think we'll still see that rise? Is that a correct estimation of the trajectory?
It's really hard. I mean, I can't say it's a really hard thing to sort of think about, because everyone's shopping habits are different. They shop online for different reasons. Sometimes it's price, sometimes it's variety, sometimes it's, you know, things you can't get here. I mean, there's a lot to it. So look, I can't comment on that, but I mean, obviously the revenue gathering from this is really important, but the most important thing is that it creates a level playing field for retailers here. I mean, I feel for stores who can't compete, and you know, you hear it again and again, and you know, they're really doing it tough because they're competing with online stores who are shipping stuff in for much, much cheaper.
So and in bulk.
That is the goal of this, of, you know, trying to get to the point where we can charge GST on online goods to create the level playing field. I mean, the revenue is great, but the level playing field is the key.
Yeah. So a little bit, obviously, because this might be the only time we talk to you, can you tell us a little bit about what's going on in East Coast Bays and what your plans are there?
Yeah, well, I talked about it in my maiden speech. I talked about that we're one of the fastest growing electorates in the country. Yeah, huge growth. And, you know, we've got you know, intensification and new developments out in Albany and apartments. And so one of the most important things for us is managing that growth. So, you know, we've obviously the sort of the northern outpost, so we've got pretty bad traffic that we have to deal with. Time away from your family, which is, you know.
Yeah, but that's becoming such a central, you know, that used to be sort of seen as the outskirts of Auckland, but now that's such a central place for people to commute from.
Yeah, well, when I was born here. I mean, our closest motorway on ramp was Northcote.
Yeah.
You know, and now
East Coast Bays Road.
Yeah, exactly. So look, it's accommodating for that growth. And one of my main priorities right now is the schools. We have, Nikki Kay did an amazing job. She came in and we've got three local schools. We've got new classroom blocks, big double-story modern learning blocks that have been approved. But there are other schools that were coming in behind that I need to now go and advocate for with the new Minister of Education.
Right.
Lucky I have a bit of a history of Trust Hopkins. We, you know, my husband and him were both student presidents at the same time, and he's a
friend.
I'll use that to try and leverage some new classrooms for my school. But we are nearing capacity, and you know, I've got some kids being taught in libraries, and it's just, you know, it was a short term measure, but I need to make sure that those classrooms are coming through the pipeline.
Awesome. Sounds like you've got heaps planned.
Much to get on with.
Yep, good, very fun. Good. Well, I'll leave you to get on with it. It was lovely to talk to you, Erica.
Hey, you too. Thanks very much.
No worries. So that was Erica Stanford joining us live. Obviously, we didn't have Jamie Lee this week, but another National Party MP. And next up, we will have Neighbourhood Watch. And there's heaps going on in Australia right now, so stay tuned. And 5395 is the number to text if you want to say anything to me or Connor, or maybe text me what hummus you've been eating, because I know we've got some hummus to talk about at the end. So 5395.
You call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Nicole, the same-sex marriage postal vote is in.
It is.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.